Good morning. I'm Carol Fry, your intrepid reviewer for KXCV KRNW. Usually we talk about movies, but sometimes we break the pattern with a book that has achieved some visibility. So today I'll tell you about Helen Fisher's Why Him, Why Her. You say you want to write a book and make some money from it. Let me tell you from experience, that isn't easy to do. But if you want a topic that sells, one of the best bets is self-help relationship books. Men and women seem endlessly puzzled about how to understand each other and willing to shell out money to figure it out. Linda Goodman made a bundle with her sun signs, which tells us about personalities of people pretty much based on astrology. And maybe the source of the bar pickup line, what's your sign, baby? A quick search for relationship books on Amazon turned up more of them than I wanted to count, with a variety of methods of understanding others. So here is Helen Fisher, who's written a number of books, including The Anatomy of Love and Why We Love, with yet another treatise on our behavior, Why Him, Why Her, explaining why we choose our mates and significant others. Fisher is a psychologist and not interested in astrology or any of the usual suspects in relationship books. She claims that she used her research involving surveys of 40,000 people to help develop the dating website chemistry.com and has consulted with match.com. Love is chemistry, she asserts in Why Him, Why Her. Four basic chemicals produced by our bodies lead us not only to patterns of behavior, but attraction to significant others. Testosterone, no surprise there, dopamine, estrogen, serotonin, and a whiff of oxytocin. She divides us into four groups of significantly similar behavior patterns produced by this chemistry: explorers, builders, directors, and negotiators. Each type is dominated by a preponderance of chemistry that causes a whisper within, leading us to follow certain behavior patterns. Builders are dominated by serotonin, which tends to create a calm, cautious, orderly person, conventional and fond of rules. Directors are intelligent, fond of challenges, and ambitious. Their chemistry is estrogen and oxytocin. Explorers produce dopamine that leads them to want excitement and to venture off the beaten path. Negotiators are passionate, sensitive, empathetic, and big-picture-oriented. She also lists the less desirable qualities of each. Fisher claims that we are attracted to others based on our recognition of their type. Explorers to other explorers, builders to other builders, directors to negotiators, and so on. But wait a minute. How does a builder recognize another builder? By physical appearance, she explains. Faces and words of each group have distinctive qualities that the likely mate or friend will recognize. For the most part, Why Him, Why Her is just another relationship book pandering to those desperately needing to understand the behaviors they want to be with. What separates it from astrology and other books of this sort is a patina of science. Make that pseudoscience. She ties her findings to the trendy speculations of sociobiology and evolutionary psychology. Her thesis is that we're attracted to friends and lovers because of body chemistry that's developed over millennia. She writes, and I quote, "Our biological nature whispers constantly within us to influence who we love. It favored groups who had these types of chemistry because each had a function that contributed to survival. So here we are in a culture wars because she pins her argument on Darwinian evolution. Darwin's thesis was limited to the origin of species' physical makeup, tracing it to survival of the fittest through adaptation to the environment and natural selection. Those species that developed physical characteristics that enabled them to survive, bred, passed on their genes, and the process of adaptation and change continued. Sociobiologists have expanded this concept to include adaptation through behavioral patterns. We are territorial, tribal, and fearful of the other who is different from us because it was adaptive to defend territory from the others who lived on the other side of the mountain and might invade and kill us. These behavior patterns, they say, live on in us at the genetic level." Okay, there's not much white coat science in this notion that we're hardwired to behave in certain ways. And there's nurture that can overcome nature. In fact, Fisher hedges her bet by saying that our behavior is 50% hardwired evolutionary traits and 50% nurture, education, role models, and so forth. Sociobiology and evolutionary psychology are, to be charitable, emerging fields. Do they finally have the truth about our nature, that we as a species are tribal, territorial, murderous of those who are not of our group, when nature doesn't smooth out these behaviors? Well, the concepts may not be true, but they certainly strike one as truthy, or maybe even truish. The trouble with Fisher's thesis in Why Him, Why Her, is it is just not clear why it would be adaptive for evolution to shape us in these four patterns of behavior. In fact, she has co-opted a theory, well, make that a hypothesis, to legitimize her categories. So I don't think her findings quite make it up to truthy or even truish. But those who like pop science and self-help relation books are likely to find her book a step or so above the run-of-the-mill works of this type.